humans are still organisms dependent on other organisms. We obey the rule of threes. You can live for 3 minutes without air, 3 hours without shelter or proper clothing in freezing cold, 3 days without water, and 3 weeks without food. Our history makes no sense without prehistory, which makes no sense without biology. We all came from somewhere. 18 countries, home to half the world's population, have a water crisis and are draining their aquifers. We consume a quarter of Earth's natural photosynthetic productivity. The Anthropocene epoch is the biologically final age in which the planet exists almost exclusively for and of ourselves. The author prefers to call it the Eremocene, the age of loneliness. The Anthropocene ideology is a movement that claims in essence that traditional efforts to save the Earth's biodiversity have failed. Pristine nature no longer exists, and true wilderness is just a figment of the imagination. So you might as well treat it as a commodity and let it run its course to destruction. Such observers often lower the bar of baseline data to make it seem as though human effects are not such a great deal, but they should really be going back to proper pre-human data to give an accurate picture. Through a massive failure of education and media attention, we have created a black night of ignorance about millions of species that support the living world. The current rate of extinction is between 100 and 1,000 times higher than it was originally, all due to human activity. This threatens to extinguish or bring to the brink half of the species currently still surviving. The HIPPO acronym summarises our most ruinous activities. That's habitat destruction, invasive species, pollution, population growth, and overhunting. There are currently 2 million species known to man, with a suspected 6 million more probably undiscovered. What's good about it? Examples of extraordinary diversity in the natural world include vampire hunters. Jumping spiders seek out female mosquitoes that have recently fed on blood. Zombie masters. Viruses of gypsy moth larvae reverse their behaviour by making them climb trees in daylight and release clouds of more virus. Swindlers. Orchids are masters of deception, often using their patterns to imitate insects who then spread their pollen to other orchids. Slave makers. Ants are known to steal the pupae of other ant colonies and bring them up as slave workers. Giant killers. Working in teams and with mandibles ready, groups of ants can eat prey 13,350 times their individual weight.